Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready. It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find it. We got the crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Addie Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on Big Blue's big upset. How about it? As his New York Giants beat the Philadelphia Eagles last night on Thursday Night Football. Put many of dollars into our pockets, which was great. Betting the Giants plus 7.5. But the Giants win the bad boy outright. And in Philly, oh boy, I'm sure it's not been a fun day out there in the city of brotherly love. But as always, if you miss any part of the show today, and we're going to get to a lot. Obviously, our NFL bets for the weekend, our college football bets for Saturday, Major League Baseball. We got a pair of Game 5s, one of them tonight in my old stomping grounds in the Pacific Northwest, Tigers at the Mariners. Another one over in Milwaukee between the Cubs and the Brewers. If you miss any part of today's show, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review. I mean, we're doing you guys a favor. Putting it on there in on-demand fashion for everyone to consume, the least you could do, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have three guests who will be joining us throughout the program here across these 4 hours, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. Host of MLB Central on MLB Network, Robert Flores returns to us here on You Better You Bet. We talked to Robert back in August about all things Major League Baseball. Can't wait to get his thoughts on what has happened in the LDS and what he expects to happen going forward here in the month of October. That's at 5 o'clock Eastern. At 5:20 Eastern, NBC's lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry and Connor Rogers, it's our good buddy Jay Croucher. Jay couldn't hang with us on Thursday yesterday. That's his usual spot. But Jay is so kind enough to hang out with us to end his work week here on You Better You Bet. 5:20, we'll talk all things week 6 in the NFL with Jay Croucher. And then at 5:40 Eastern time, college football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, Colin Wilson, with his weekly Friday spot here on You Better You Bet. Colin will give us his best bets for what is a banger slate in college football week 7 tomorrow in a great, great sport. A sport we all love here in America. So Colin Wilson at 5:40 Eastern time, Jay at 5:20, Robert Flores at 5 o'clock. But let's talk about what we saw last night in the Meadowlands as the New York Giants, boy, oh boy, the New York Giants beat the Philadelphia Eagles 34-17. Of course, the Giants well within the number. They covered the number wire to wire. They win the game outright, and they win it by, I mean, imagine laying Giants alts, because that's what cashed last night. I don't think anybody, even the biggest Giants homer, would have expected Giants 34, Eagles 17. And the big takeaway for me with that game last night is that for the first time in a very, very long time, the Giants have some juice, baby. The Giants have a lot of juice. I honestly was thinking about it last night, watching the game and afterwards taking in all the post-game stuff and seeing what people were saying on Twitter and what they were saying online, etc. Like, the Gen Z Giants, that's what we need to call them. Because they're being sparked by this rookie class. And it's Jackson Dart at quarterback and it's Cam Scataboo at running back that have just injected so much life into this team. Like, we see them, they're scoring the touchdowns, doing like the TikTok TD dances, which are kind of fun, to be quite honest. Like, I know people like, oh, look, oh, TikTok, I look down on that. I don't know, man. Like, they're a bunch of kids. Dart's like, what, 21, 22 years old? Scataboo, I think, is like 24. Let them have some fun. I think it's a great time that those guys are doing all those TikTok TD dances until they do it against the Dallas Cowboys. That's when it'll piss me off. All right, but for now, it's a lot of fun seeing those Giants guys celebrate all of the success that they're having here over these past few weeks. And Jackson Dart has to be the big story for me, because that's the guy, if the Giants are to kind of take a next step this year and maybe open up another level in terms of their potential this season, it's all about Jackson Dart, the rookie quarterback out of Ole Miss. Now, last night, his stats were really, really good. I mean, he posted a QBR of north of 85, which QBR out of 100, that's a hell of a game by a rookie quarterback, especially going up against the defending Super Bowl champions. 17-25, 195 yards, a touchdown through the air, 13 carries, 58 yards with a touchdown on the ground. Jackson Dart had it rolling. Now, is he perfect? No, we can all see it. You can still see that he's a little bit raw, but there's ability there. And that's the big thing. The whole point of this season for the New York Giants was to figure out, is Jackson Dart our guy of the future? And it's still early. It's only been 3 games, but we're off to a really good start with wins over the Chargers a couple of weeks ago, and last night, a win over the Philadelphia Eagles. And you can tell, just based on how everyone on the sidelines is acting, how everyone in the crowd, like, this team, this city, is rallying around Jackson Dart. Now, imagine what it would look like last night, or even going forward, had Malik Nabers not torn his ACL. I mean, they did this without their best wide receiver, probably their best offensive player on the team, Malik Nabers. Like, had he not torn his ACL, what does it look like for Jackson Dart's development as a rookie? What does it look like last night if he has Darius Slayton on the field? He was going to come back soon, dealing with a hamstring injury, but there was no Nabers. He's on IR, no Slayton last night, and Dart looked in control against this Vic Fangio defense. Like, this Giants offense with Brian Daboll, like, we know he likes athletic quarterbacks, helped out a lot in Josh Allen's development. Like, that's kind of been his football education, is with working with these mobile quarterbacks. Like, this offense looks like it might be fun for the New York Giants with Dart and with Scataboo. And I was actually looking at this earlier this morning. At some sports books, Jackson Dart is now a co-favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, he's plus 200 behind Buccaneers wide receiver Emeka Ebuka, who's at minus 105. Now, we talked about O'Roy in depth yesterday on Thursday on the show. If you missed that conversation, make sure you check that out. I'll just say this really quickly about Dart's O'Roy candidacy. Hey, he can definitely win. Unfortunately for Dart, he's up against it, having not played in the first 3 games of the season, or at least had not started in the first few games of the season. But if this continues and they keep winning games, and let's say they go like 8-9 or so, yeah, he can definitely win. However, I would not be looking to bet 2-1 on Jackson Dart. I'll just say that right now, because Emeka Abuka right now, a justified odds-on favorite. And in fact, there's a good chance that Emeka Abuka might be like second-team All-Pro. Maybe even first-team All-Pro. Let's see how the rest of the season goes. But he has been ridiculous. So we're all excited. We're all pumped up. And hey, we all see the dancing and the head button with Scataboo, who we'll get to here shortly. Like, Emeka Abuka is still that guy, and he's been scoring touchdowns left and right. So let's not get too crazy with jamming in Jackson Dart, at least in my personal opinion. And I'll just say this too about Dart. While it looks great, it's still early. And rookie quarterbacks, you know, sometimes they have great games, sometimes they have bad games. I mean, we just saw just this past Sunday, Jackson Dart fumbling the football in the open field. So the fact that he has this in him is a great, great sign. But like, let's just, you know, let's be level-headed here and not go too crazy on what this might be in 2025. In terms of 2026 and beyond, hey, you might get all crazy and maybe he's the guy for them in the future. But right now, it's still a rookie quarterback, and let's all take a deep breath. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With all that being said, you got to feel good about Dart, and you got to feel good about their psychotic bowling ball bruiser for a running back in Cam Scataboo. That dude is nuts. Like, he's insane. Last night, almost 100 yards, 98 yards, 3 touchdowns. Nobody wants to tackle Cam Scataboo. Like, that is like the... And for anyone who's ever played football, I think at any level, honestly, like, there's always like those like kind of short, stocky guys that's just like, all right, now we got to deal with this dude. This is a pain in the ass. Like, come on. Like that's what Scataboo is. Like, he is that short, stocky guy that just his legs keep churning. And you could tell those Eagles defenders, especially in the second half, they're like, man, like, do we really have to keep doing this? Credit to the Giants for sticking to the run game and just saying, we're going to jam it down these guys' throats because, hey, it was working and it worked all night long. And after the game, I don't know how many people watched this, like on the Amazon Prime post-game show. I'm sure that everyone saw the social media clips and all of that. Like, he's ripping the shirt off and he's like just going insane. Like, he's like some frat dude that just like took a beer bong. Like it's he's insane, but it's what they've needed. And Cam Scataboo's energy and Dart's energy has brought life to this New York Giants team. And potentially, and this is the real kicker here, potentially it's brought life back for Brian Daboll, the head coach who's currently on the hot seat. Like, this dynamic duo can potentially save Brian Daboll's job. Now, I think Brian Daboll clearly knows that's the case. Anybody who watched the game last night, you can see that Brian Daboll knows the math on this one. All you needed to see to know that Brian Daboll realizes that these rookies are his path to job security was the way that Brian Daboll was acting when Jackson Dart was in the medical tent. Like, Daboll looked like a degenerate. Like, he was cussing at the medical staff, was just on fire. And Dable's a little bit of a hothead. Like, he's acknowledged that. We've seen other instances when Brian Daboll's lost his cool on the sidelines. But that man was acting like an flat out degenerate, went into the blue tent, like as if he was gonna, like, bro, it's a third party that's supposed to evaluate whether this guy's head is okay when they were checking Jackson Dart for a potential concussion. And also, the general manager, Joe Shane, who's also on the hot seat, the way that he hugged Cam Scataboo after the game, as if it was a father hugging his son who he hasn't seen in years. Like, these guys know their ticket to an extension, and it's with these two Gen Z giants who have brought life back to this organization. I can't wait to see how it unfolds. I think last night was a lot of fun, but I would not expect that feeling to last, because while they beat the Eagles and they beat the Chargers and they've shown some potential, this is still a bad football team. And when you look at the schedule, it's a bad football team with a brutal schedule going forward. At Denver next week, there's no Keely Ringo on that defense that you can pick on. Like, at the Eagles, you think the Eagles are going to want some revenge? Home Niners, at the Bears, home Packers, at the Lions, at the Patriots. They're going to be underdogs in all of those games. So bottle this up, New York. Enjoy last night. Enjoy it into the weekend. Because going forward, I think this is just going to be a fun memory of the 2025 season and not a sign of what's to come, at least this year, with the New York Giants. Now, we've made it this far without acknowledging the disastrous performance by the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. And maybe this will spill a little bit into the next segment as well, because there's so much to say about what the Eagles did. And to me, it feels like the Eagles' ways have finally caught up to them. Like, all of this not really playing their best, doing just enough to win games in the first month of the season, 4-0. I was critical of them when they were at 4-0. And people were like, oh, like, why are you picking on the Eagles? Like, no, they win games. Like, because I have eyeballs, man. Like, I'm watching the games, and it doesn't look right. It never looked like a 4-0 team. And now, after 4-0 for the first month, they're now 4-2 in just 5 days. Blew the game against Denver, and last night, they got their asses kicked against this New York Giants team. And I don't think anybody saw that coming. And last night, for a sixth consecutive game, they were outgained by the opposition. Seems something like that's relevant, right? Like, that's something that's pretty important, you would at least think. And offensively, they look completely lost, which should not be the case when you look at their roster and the talent that is all over that team. After the game, offensive tackle Lane Johnson, like, he said that they've become way too predictable on offense. And said, quote, we're just not very good right now. I mean, we're all looking at you, Kevin Petullo, the offensive coordinator for the Eagles. Because if you look at this offense, I know you can say Mekhi Becton's now with the Chargers, but fundamentally, not a lot has changed from a season ago when this team was rolling all the way to a Super Bowl championship. The biggest change is Kellen Moore, last year's OC, now the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, and now Kevin Petullo is the play caller. That's the biggest change. So Petullo, yeah, we're all looking at you. AJ Brown, although he had 6 catches, 80 yards last night, many of other opportunities to find AJ Brown. And Jalen Hurts, because we're all criticizing Petullo, Jalen Hurts also deserves some of the criticism as well. Execute the plays that are there, buddy. Devontae Smith, butt naked open, gonna walk into the end zone, overshoots him. AJ Brown, wide open over the middle, on the pass where he got intercepted by Cordell Flott in the fourth quarter. These are all things that were actually there in last night's game that could have helped them win last night's game. But unfortunately, they look like they're absolutely lost on that side of the ball. And on the other side, I'll let you know if they can right this ship going forward here in 2025.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's being behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.